podcast number 10, How to Get Better Sleep. This podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide specific clinical interventions, advice, or recommendations. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, please contact 911 or 988. Are you struggling with falling asleep or staying asleep? You aren't alone. About 1 in 3 adults do not regularly get the recommended amount of uninterrupted sleep each night. And some 50 to 70 million Americans have diagnosed sleep disorders. So let's talk today about some small steps we can take to improve our overall sleep. Sleep is one of the 3 pillars of health, along with nutrition and exercise, and it is crucial to our overall health and well-being. Poor sleep has been found to increase our negative emotional responses, and it can contribute to anxiety, depression, and difficulty concentrating. Ultimately, chronic sleep deprivation can lead to premature death. So sleep hygiene is defined as those practices and habits that promote good quality sleep. Here are some sleep hygiene practices you can begin implementing tonight that will hopefully lead to a better night's sleep. First, it is really very important to go to bed and wake up around the same time each day, even on the weekends. I know this is difficult, especially when you just want to sleep in a little bit, but changing that wake-up time even just a bit can negatively affect your overall sleep. Next, try to have a calming routine at night. Do the same things each night, which will signal to your brain that it is time to wind down. This can be a routine like locking your door, brushing your teeth, washing your face, putting your pets to bed, etc. Also, limit bright lights and electronic usage in the evening. So turn down your lights in the evening and turn off all electronics at least 1 hour before sleep. Avoid drinking alcohol or eating too close to bedtime, and avoid any caffeine intake after lunch. Make sure you are getting plenty of physical exercise during the day, but not too close to bedtime. Work to create a calm and restful space in your bedroom. Make it dark, cool, and quiet. Consider using a sound machine or a weighted blanket to aid in sleep. Engage in calming activities before bed. Practice deep breathing or other relaxation techniques, or even try listening to an app like Calm or Headspace. Try not to take naps during the day, but if you do, limit them to less than 30 minutes. If you find it's hard for your brain to slow down or turn off at night, consider journaling before bed to get your thoughts out of your brain and onto paper. One helpful strategy for better sleep is called the 10-3-2-1-0 rule, and it goes like this. 10 hours before bedtime, avoid caffeine. 3 hours before bedtime, limit food and alcohol. 2 hours before bedtime, try to relax and avoid mentally taxing tasks. 1 hour before bed, put away all your electronics, and 0 times hitting that snooze button in the morning. Now, insomnia and other sleep difficulties can have many causes. If you try these techniques and you find your sleep problems persist, it is certainly worth discussing with your doctor and possibly having a sleep study done to see if there's something else going on. But tonight, try implementing just one of the strategies mentioned above and see how it impacts your sleep. It's okay if you don't do it perfectly, and it likely will take some time to establish new routines, but don't give up. Start small, and hopefully you will find yourself making steps toward better sleep. One more thing, and this is really important. You might be feeling overwhelmed right now or not sure what to do. Maybe you're not sure who to talk to. You need a friend, someone to walk with you, and to listen. Let me encourage you, as always, to reach out to your care coach. That is why they're here, and they really do want to help.